At the meeting, a small group of Hmong held up signs that said, "We are Hmong, and we believe in freedom and democracy." On the other side of the room sat another group, waving posters that said, "Honor your process," and "Go back to the list," referring to the original roster of nearly 40 names from which Vang Pals was chosen. Before voting, board member Lucy Mathiak spoke highly of Wisconsin's Hmong population.
"Many of whom are veterans of American wars who lost everything because of their support for United States foreign policy. It is especially painful to be at this moment because of that."
Until recently, the Madison School Board stuck by its decision to name a school for Vang Pao, but after he and 10 other people were charged with plotting a coup against the Laotian government, the board reversed course.
"All those in favor, please state aye."
"Aye."
"Opposed?" And that passes 7-0.
Shua Vang, a former board member and Vang Pao backer, says he's disappointed at the outcome.
"There are those schools in the district named after people who have tainted past too. This is not about procedures or policies, but about community standards."
Madison resident Mary Reed says she's glad the Vang Pao name is gone, but she's frustrated that the Madison School Board might start the naming process from scratch instead of reviewing other finalists.
"They're prolonging the pain and the controversy. I would hope that they would go back to names that they themselves narrowed down and get back to important board business."
A school board meeting set for July 9th will review how to advance the naming process. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.